June 29th, 2017. Once again I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of every generation. I am establishing a relationship with mankind now in this generation out of love. I cannot vindicate man for his disregard for what is good and what is evil without satisfying my justice. It is with great love in my heart for every sinner that I come now to help humanity to prepare for my justice. All will experience some form of my justice. The good will suffer, but will have the consolation of the Holy Virgin's heart as she reaches out through the title Refuge of Holy Love. Those who do not live in righteousness, that is to say, the truth of my commandments, will have the most to suffer, especially as they are made to see their sins. I come now as a loving Father to urge mankind to repentance. Help me to bring truth to the heart of the world. Truth cannot be reinvented to suit these times. My justice, when it comes, cannot be negotiated. A note is given to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 16 through 17. Moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there was wickedness, and in the place of righteousness, even there was wickedness. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for he has appointed a time for every matter and for every work. A note is also given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.